About 20 people showed up at the Westmark Hotel downtown for a meeting intended to gather public comments on the proposed $10 billion Alaska Standalone Pipeline, or ASAP. But only one person commented about concerns over the project enabling greater access into native lands.
One of the issues that we're always faced with when new access is opened up, are issues about trespass and user conflicts.
Fairbanks resident Bob Sattler works for the Tanana Chiefs Conference, but he said he was speaking for himself at the meeting, not the TCC.
Some of the concerns that I've heard is that the corridors, especially in the eastern Minto Flats, could certainly open up larger volume of traffic.
Sattler says he only offered the comment to point out that concern, not to express opposition to the project.
You know, why isn't this thing already built, you know, with all the discussions that have gone on in the last 10 or 15 years?
It may seem that way because ASAP's already gone through the whole public comment process required by the National Environmental Policy Act, resulting in a final environmental impact statement, or EIS, being issued in 2012. But the project ground to a halt over the next couple of years as state revenues dried up due to plummeting oil prices, which sent the economy into a tailspin. 2 years later, the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation proposed changes in the original ASAP plan, which required the state-supported corporation to again seek public comment and review as part of the supplemental environmental impact statement process.
The application had substantial changes that we felt warranted enough of a change to the original project that we need to reevaluate the decisions that had been made during the final EIS review.
Sandy Gibson is the Corps of Engineers ASAP project manager, charged with ensuring the streamlined version of the original plan complies with federal regulations.
So that's what this supplemental EIS is focused on, are those changes from the project, such as subtle changes in the alignment, reduction of infrastructure than what was proposed in the final EIS.
The changes include increasing the size of the pipeline from 24 to 36 inches in diameter and shortening the 12-inch pipe that'll branch off the main line and bring gas into Fairbanks from 34 to 30 miles. The revised plan includes an alternative that would route the pipeline through the eastern edge of Denali National Park and Preserve. Bear Ketzler, who was raised in Nenana and now lives in Fairbanks, said in an interview after the meeting that he believes the changes will move the project forward so it can finally provide a cheaper and cleaner source of energy for Fairbanks and smaller communities along the route.
Rural Alaska struggles with energy. That's one of the biggest factors.
Gibson says the Corps of Engineers conducted two meetings earlier this week in Utqiagvik and Nuiksut. She says on Friday they'll hold meetings in Minto and Tanana, and next week in Wiseman, Coldfoot, and Bettles, before heading south for meetings in Healy, Cantwell, Trapper Creek, and Anchorage. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.